Now time for locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a 36-7 loss against a very good Jackson Heights team. And coach, you guys got off to a good start. You had that fumble return for a touchdown, but then things kind of unraveled. Your thoughts on how the game unfolded?
You know, honestly, I think we played our best like 6 or 7 minutes of the year. We came out on fire. I think they fumbled on their second play of the game. We put, they fumbled on our second drive. We scored. And then, we forced a punt on the next drive. We just struggle so much at limiting the mistake that takes us back 8 yards, whether it be a false start or a bad snap or miscommunication, a holding call, penalty, something that backs us up and just kills our drive. But something that we try to preach and try to preach hopefully that we'll pick it up this week and we'll make an adjustment.
And, Coach, what are your thoughts on in terms of your third down efficiency? It was kind of difficult for you guys on third down. How do you guys try to turn that around coming up this week?
Well, I think it starts in the early downs, making sure we get positive plays on first down, putting us in a situation where we can be a third and manageable if we need to. But like I said, you know, I told my kids every single week it starts with being able to run the football, and we're not going to be a very good team if we can't ever run the football. If we can't run the football, then, and everybody knows you're passing on 3rd and 13, 3rd and 15, then it's going to make things really, really difficult for us. So, being more efficient in early downs, making sure we take care of the ball and get the yards we need to run it downhill, is what we need to focus on this week.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. Coach, this was Jackson Heights team that really is able to run the ball well in any facet, and it's difficult to defend them. Your thoughts on the way they were trying to contain the Cobras this past week?
They were really good. Their quarterback was very, very good, and they made the adjustments at the line, I think, which was crucial for them. And looking to see where we were maybe vulnerable and ran a play out of that. It was hard containing the quarterback, keeping him where we needed to, and just missed a lot of tackles. I think we gave up at least four or five third or fourth down, at least 4 yards or beyond. In the first half, and I think two or three of them resulted in touchdowns. So, just not being able to be focused on, big plays, and understanding who's going to really beat you, and they did. They played well, and credit to them. Pretty good team.
Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game this Friday at home against Onega. And coach, this is kind of an interesting football team. They have a lot of size, not a whole lot of speed, and they played a Kickapoo Nation team last week, but it's kind of difficult to get a gauge of just how good this Onega team is from just on that tape alone.
Right. It's difficult, but I think we can understand kind of what they like to do and get a gauge on that from last year's film as well, and be able to see that their size, they're pretty big, and they got two really big backs, and what they like to do with them, and run hard and go downhill, and we're going to have to close up some gaps and be able to tackle low this week.
That's for sure. This is a Onega team that they competed well with McLouth, who is 3-1. Oh, they gave Valley Heights some run for their money in the first half. Centralia, they had their struggles. But what are some things that you can kind of figure out from those results that will translate into this upcoming game on Friday?
Right. This week is kind of about us. You know, we need to focus on us. Yes, of course, we need to do the scouting and know what they do. But I would say Onega is kind of a similar team like us. You know, they play well at times, and you can see they kind of get behind the chains a little bit, and things kind of spiral out of control for them on a couple games as well. So I know that seems very similar to what we do and what's happened to us this year. So just focus on ourselves and getting better each week, and we need to step in the right direction this week for sure.
Absolutely. Speaking of kind of talking about before the break about what some of the things that the kids need to do, what are some of the things that the coaches need to do to improve and step up your guys' game coming up on Friday?
Right. You know, being more efficient in what we're calling, getting the plays in, as well as just diving into what different things, finding different formations early on, and that we can maybe exploit a little bit, and you know, just continuing to grind and find ways to motivate the kids, and as well as, you know, put the time in and film and try to find some holes that put our kids in successful situations.
Absolutely. Coach, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday against Onega at home.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Conn of Wathena and Euler Law Office.